wild, which again is a very generic term, which embraces the wildflowers, this just the grass and the wildflowers that grow. If God so magnificently arrays the grass of the field, which is so temporary, it's alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will He not much more do so for you, O men of little faith? The little scarlet poppies and anemones that blossomed sometimes for one day or even a few days were clothed in a beauty surpassing royal robes, but they just lasted a very short time. And when they died and dried, they were cut down with the grass that had died and dried. That was all bundled up and used in the oven for fire. They lived so briefly, yet with such beauty. And Jesus asks, shall He not much more clothe you who clothes them? A God who would lavish such beauty on an inanimate object, who would lavish such beauty on a flower that lasts a day? Will He be forgetful of His own beloved? Will He be forgetful of His own people? Let men of the world worry, don't you worry. If the Creator cares for His creatures, the Father cares, believe me, for His children. That's the point. And He concludes this first point by saying, O ye of little faith. When you worry about these things, you demonstrate a lack of faith. Where's your faith? You remember the famous incident of the Lord's earthly life and ministry when He was sleeping in the stern of the boat on the Sea of Galilee, and the storm was going and the water started to come into the boat. The sea became very boisterous and the disciples became worried and they said, Master, don't you care that we perish? And what did He say to them? According to Luke's gospel, He said, where is your what? Faith. Where's your faith? Where is it? You've got it somewhere. Where'd you put it? Listen, we have a Father who cares for us. We have nothing to fear. No matter what happens, no matter if the whole economy crashes, no matter if all the banks lose our money, we have a Father who cares for us. It's enough for me. I don't have any fear.